Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The report from Europe. Exiled Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has warned of the danger of transferring nuclear weapons from Russia into, quote, the hands of a crazy dictator in Belarus, after Alexander Lukashenko confirmed that the first, quote, missiles and bombs had arrived in the country. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center. Henry, a very good evening to you. Belarus is dictated by a man who is non-transparent and very little known here in America. What do we need to know about putting nuclear weapons, if that is the intention, into the hands of a non-nuclear state? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Well, we're reassured by every journalistic commentator and even Mr. Putin and our State Department that don't worry. These weapons are perhaps going from Russia to Belarus, but they are under the control of the Russians and under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which the two nations are bound by. Belarus cannot acquire control over, quote unquote, such weapons or explosive devices, and Russia is not allowed to transfer control over such weapons or explosive devices. There's only one problem. We've never defined what control means or entails, nor have we, you know, clarified what such weapons would include. I mean, one can be, you know, reasonably assured these words mean something, but we've never really litigated to know what the president might be over these questions.
Right now, our understanding is we cannot confirm any of this. Is your measure that this will be addressed in coming days by the United Nations, by the IAEA, by transnational bodies, this unprecedented moment?
Well, you know, what's hilarious or odd is I would normally say, well, no, everyone will dodge the bullet and not try to get into this because if you start complaining about this, it causes real trouble. But there is one country that actually is quite vocal about this problem, and it's not the United States. It's not NATO. It's China. And I don't think this has gone noticed. To be honest, it was drawn to my attention just today. As soon as Putin announced that he was going to do this redeployment, the Chinese shot off a press release and made a formal statement at the UN, making it very clear they thought it was a bad idea to redeploy any weapons, whoever controlled them. That wasn't the issue. You shouldn't do that. And I can only speculate as to motive. You know, perhaps they don't want to encourage the United States to say, well, you did it with Belarus. Maybe we want to do it again with regard to South Korea and Japan. And you know, if you really want to get crazy, how about Taiwan or Australia? So, you know, that's speculation on my part. But I think it might be engaged, but I not by the usual suspects, that's for sure.
We go to Zaporizhia Oblast under attack, heavy action in the counteroffensive in Ukraine. This announcement from the Nuclear Engineering International. IAEA Director Grossi finally reached the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, accompanying the 8th rotation of support and assistance mission to Zaporizhia, which has been permanently stationed at the plant since September 2022. Grossi has strengthened the mission, replacing two inspectors with four inspectors from Austria, France, South Korea, and Morocco. Henry, we're told that the final plant, the final generating plant of the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, has been put on cold shutdown for Mr. Grassi's visit. What does that mean, Henry?
Well, what it means is the amount of reactivity that's allowed to occur has been brought to a bare minimum by putting neutron-absorbing lithium rods or boron rods. I shouldn't say lithium, boron rods, that absorb the neutrons. And so the amount of heat that the plant is generating has gone down to almost the minimum, and with any time at all, the plant will become cooler and cooler, and need less in the way of pumped water to keep it from going critical again, and so that's what that means.
It also means that Mr. Grassi is attending to a nuclear power plant in a war zone, an active war zone, where the fighting right now is non-transparent but involves major combat units using air and artillery and missiles, and the plant is in the middle of it in the possession of the Russian defenders. All right, we move now to another detail that Henry has brought to my attention, and this is the Geneva Conventions, Protocol 1, in the 1977 amendment to the Geneva Conventions. Protocol 1 speaks to Articles 56 and 53. It reads, outlaw attacks on dams, dikes, nuclear electrical generating stations, and places of worship. I believe we can see that in Ukraine, every part of that has been violated. To what end, Henry? What penalty?
None. All of the NATO states and Ukraine have signed and ratified that protocol and the Geneva Conventions. Russia, perhaps to its credit, is consistent. It pulled out of the protocol just before the war in 2019. We have played a kind of coy game of having signed, therefore we're obliged not to violate, but we're not legally bound by it because we didn't choose to ratify it. This was a decision made in the Reagan years. It had to do with things associated with two problems. One would what was a liberation movement, which is discussed in the protocol and other sections. We were a little wary of that. We didn't want them determining that issue as we helped the Contras. And then there was a concern that we needed to reserve the option of destroying large numbers of people and cities in a nuclear exchange. And we didn't want to give up on that option, which is looks a little odd now, but there it is still. So, the question occurs, how much should the United States back the enforcement of this protocol? And we're kind of disinclined from the Pentagon to do so because the administrator of the enforcement would be the International Criminal Court. And the Pentagon has got this idea, I think back from the Bush years, that any cooperation with the International Criminal Court opens up the floodgates of potential prosecution of American service men and women. And therefore we shouldn't do that. Now, a wrinkle, a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats have been beating on the Biden administration to use common sense, as they call it, to at least provide information that would help enforce human rights violations that Putin is engaged in. So you have this kind of mixed brew. And the question is, will the United States lean into a change of heart with regard to enforcement of these matters or not? I think we're in control of what's going to happen more than anyone else.
Henry Sikorski is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Gold Belly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Gold Belly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.